Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
That's Sweet Baby James bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Skip Miller's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. M3Learning.com is his website. Skip, I'm going to let you give us a couple of more quick tips on how we can do a better job of selling in the 21st century, where customers' expectations are changing so rapidly, where customers are so much smarter than they ever were. Give us a couple more tips, and I want you to talk to us about this new offering you have.
Sure. Okay. Yeses are great, noes are great, maybes okay. Yeah. Number one, describe a process. You know, here's the things we're going to do together over the next day or two. Is that okay? Number two, give them some homework to do. You know, could you fill out this form? Let's take a road trip. Let's take a walk. Could you answer this little four-point questionnaire for me so I can give you a better idea of not overselling you or underselling you what you're looking for? Homework assignments. But, Jim, the biggest head nod I get in presentations from small business owners is I say our definition of close is not getting an order. That's so one way. Mm-hmm. Our definition of close is getting a decision, either yes or no. So, folks, do not ask for the order. Ask for a decision. Mary, I want to say in this paperwork, do you think you can have a decision by today, tomorrow at the latest? Ask for a decision.
If you become a good enough closer, you there most of the time you'll never have to say, will you buy?
No, that's exactly right. John, you know, I'm going to send this to you. When do you think I can have a decision? Either yes or no. I don't care.
Put the pin in their hand, put their hand on the contract, and then bump their elbow and get her started.
On the road trip.
That's right. Great advice, folks. All right, so I'm excited about your new product, new offering. What you tell us about it?
Boy, we've been so busy. We started in March and April. I've hired a couple people, website designers and stuff. We've come out with a new website called SellingAdvantage.net, straight for small business owners.
SellingAdvantage.net.
Yep. Take everything you can that we train Google and Apple and all these big companies on. Take some really good stuff there and make it really advantageous for the small business owner. That's mm-hmm. how we came up with the name. How can we give small business owners, they get these leads from marketing stuff and so on, but they just need a little advice and a little help in their sales process. They think they're good at it, but they still got a lot of maybes. So we started SellingAdvantage.net. There's workbooks on there. There's videos on there. Get on SellingAdvantage.net. Send me an email, skip@sellingadvantage.net, or fill out the contact form, homework assignment. Say, I heard you on Jim Blasingame's show, and I'll give you a free pass for a month or two.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
SellingAdvantage.net, folks. Check it out and give it a try. I'm telling you, you know, Skip, what you're doing is there are a few things that are needed more. Maybe as much as becoming more professional in the HR world, but the other is in selling. And I'll tell you, the training that I see, I can't even really call it that. The lack of training, the poor capability that people, the small businesses, send their salespeople to market with these days it breaks my heart. Because I know the company's suffering. They need more sales, and their people are out there not serving them well. It's not the salesperson's fault.
I took five small business owners a month ago to lunch, and here's what they said: we've invested in computers, marketing automation, websites. We're getting the leads. We're just sending proposals out for those leads, and we're not getting sales. Mm-hmm. I said, well, marketing is different than selling, and they look right at me like, wow, let me take a note on that. You're exactly right.
That's going to be on the test, folks.
Yeah, if we can give a little bit more to the small business owner on helping them have their prospects make decisions, walking them through a little process, not being pushy, and qualifying or disqualifying earlier, I think their sales are going
to
go up.
Let Skip teach your people how to close. That's what the get a decision is all about, folks. And all you're doing is not letting people crawfish on you. If you get them to a point in the process, getting a decision or closing prevents them from going back on you.
When I got married, my wife owned a marketing company, and the minister up there said, folks, welcome Skip and Susan, sales and marketing, getting together. Who would have thought? That's what we're trying to do.
Who
we're trying to put your small business owners' marketing efforts together with 21st century selling efforts.
Give them the offer again, please.
SellingAdvantage.net. Fill out the contact form or send me an email, skip@sellingadvantage.net, and I'll get your free password so you can actually download the site.
Tell him you heard about it on my show, and he's gonna love you up. Hey, Skip, congratulations on this. Thank you for making it available to my audience, and come back soon.
I will do it. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, check that out, folks. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.